This is Fresh Air. Two new interpretations of the complete works of Thelonious Monk have been released, arranged for jazz quartet and for solo guitar. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says both catch Monk's playful spirit.
Pianist Frank Kimbrough on a Monk tune Monk never recorded, Two-Timer. It's from the 6-CD set, Monk's Dreams, the complete compositions of Thelonious Sphere Monk. Something like it had been done before, very well too, when German pianist Alex von Schlippenbach and company recorded the creatively varied Monk's Casino in 2003, but they missed a few tunes. The new Monk's Dreams was recorded quickly in 7 sessions. Sometimes the quartet recalls Monk's own informal repertory project, re-recording his older classics in the 1960s. Saxophonist Scott Robinson has his own sound, but catches the clear way Monk's tenor Charlie Rouse enunciated those melodies. Monk's compositions sounded like his piano. The same playful hesitations, clanky chords, and foregrounding of melody. To do justice to them, you might meet Monk halfway, the way Kimbrough does on piano. Rufus Reed on bass and drummer Billy Drummond swing the foundation the way Monk liked it. For extra gravitas, Scott Robinson sometimes mans the mighty contrabass sarrusophone or bass saxophone. This quartet has a good feel for the material. Their Monk marathon never feels like a slog. Scott Robinson also picks up trumpet a few times, and every so often the band take respectful liberties with a written line. This is Jackie. They tweak the melody there by playing the pitches as written with different timing. That's one tactic guitarist Miles Okazaki uses on his heroic solo take on all 70 Monk tunes, the downloadable album Work. One way or another, every piece addresses the same problem: how to adapt music designed for band or piano to solo guitar, an instrument with a much smaller range where it's harder to keep independent lines going. Harder, but not impossible. Thelonious Monk's theme, Epistrophe. Miles Okazaki recorded Work over many months, giving each tune a fresh approach. Some of Monk's weird chords require retuning the guitar, but he also looks to the composer's intentions. Monk's Shuffle Boil, was inspired by the great Harlem tap dancers. So Okazaki taps out some traditional time steps on the strings. Miles Okazaki gets into the spirit of the material. Monk once recorded the ballad Pannonica using a keyboard that plays little bells. In tribute, Okazaki plays as much of the melody as he can in chiming harmonics. The ballads are among the highlights of Miles Okazaki's Monk Epic. There are some fast numbers where the sound gets a little thin, where one frantic line seems not quite enough. But Okazaki, like Frank Kimbrough's foursome, rises to this formidable challenge. One reason to tackle all the Monk tunes is to play material you'd never engage otherwise. More than anything, these fine studies confirm Monk's genius as composer. He wrote dozens of instantly catchy works that sound like no one else could have dreamed them up.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed two collections of the complete compositions of Thelonious Monk, arranged for jazz quartet by Frank Kimbrough and for guitar by Miles Okazaki. On tomorrow's show, in the late 1970s, Americans were coping with inflation and unemployment. Lethal arguments were breaking out in gas lines, and 52 hostages were held in Iran. Journalist John Ward will tell us about the chaos that led Senator Ted Kennedy to challenge President Jimmy Carter for the Democratic nomination and the long-lasting damage it did to the party. His new book is Camelot's End. Hope you can join us. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.